And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you counting the days till college football, Brian Wilson here with something completely different. In case you missed it, and there's a distinct possibility that happened, in his recent address to American citizens, that would be us, Attorney General Merrick Garland finally got around to his long-awaited comments on the FBI's now infamous Mar-a-Lago raid of former President Trump's place. Among other things, he made some very eyebrow-raising comments. For example, and I'm quoting here, "Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and our democracy." We're not a democracy. "Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing." And then he said, "All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, the due process of the law, and the presumption of innocence. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken." And then he said, "Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and the Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants, and every day they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves." Unquote. Well, if you were able to control your gag reflex, what many are calling a big nothing burger came after 4 days of deafening silence. The vacuity of the statement was so vacuous. Several pundits correctly pointed out it easily could have been delivered promptly on the evening of the unprecedented events. But he didn't. So what? He got around to it. Well, what I found remarkable, is twofold. What the nation's attorney general said, and what the mainstream media blow-dried anchors and commentators did not say about what he did say. Let's take a look at it. He said, "Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department in our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly and without fear or favor. Under my watch, that's precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, the due process of the law, and the presumption of innocence." The condensation of arrogance, hypocrisy, within those comments is breathtaking. Can it be that America's chief law enforcement official is so deaf and blind to the obvious contradictions within his fantasy? Is it possible he and his vaunted Justice Department are so biased and intellectually challenged it's impossible for him and them to not have realized immediately when he spoke those words, millions of American voices screamed in unison, "What about Hillary? What about Hunter? What about Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Loretta Tarmac Lynch, Eric Fast and Furious Holder, Lois IRS Lerner?" The list of Democrats who walk free and freely today, despite the unquestionable certainty of their crimes, grows and chokes like kudzu throughout the swamp of the logic-free zone and our judicial system. I mean, did Garland miss the live televised commissions of perjury, as well as the refusal of one of his predecessors to obey a congressional subpoena? It's really impossible to conclude whether General Garland is suffering from aggressive arrogance or indolent indifference. All right, moving on. He said, "Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken." Uh-huh. Well, the written and broadcast record has established the series of cooperative negotiations during the FBI's numerous Florida meetings with Trump's attorneys. Those targeted boxes had been observed and secured with double locks, as suggested by the always helpful visiting feds. Yet those same agents, 30 strong, spent upwards of 9 hours scouring Trump's living quarters, office, and, adding insult to injury, availing themselves access to Melania Trump's wardrobe closet. Remember, see, now agents were already aware of the exact location of these boxes, of the documents in question. Is this your version of less intrusive, narrowly scoped General Garland? Or is this just another term for fishing expedition where your guys get to wander around somebody's place and pick up whatever the hell they want? There's a pretty deep river of obfuscation you swim in, pal. I gotta wonder, has the fog of politics clouded your legal vision? Is it possible you're seeking revenge against Republicans for being denied a shot at the SCOTUS bench? Or are you a tad upset about the recent revelations from Catherine Herridge over at CBS confirming the Trump declassification of the FBI's file on Crossfire Hurricane, which quite possibly could be your next scandal? All right. Finally, he said, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. Well, first off, I'd like to remind the general and everyone else, nobody forced these people to take the job. Just like cops, firemen, first responders, and all the rest of that business, is there some risk involved in what they do? Of course. Did they know it going in? Yeah, of course. So what's the big deal? Why are we getting all excited about the fact that they made great personal sacrifice? They do it because they want to. And they get a pretty tidy paycheck, I might add. But as far as AG Arlen is concerned, considering your lofty legal position, it's kind of appalling you're so casual and comfortable uttering constitutional contradictions to American citizens whose inalienable rights you and the rest of the Justice Department are sworn to protect. But don't. Criticizing public servants is the pure exercise of our free speech. To say you will not stand silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked, is that a threat, General? Does well-deserved criticism of you and our employees in your department constitute an action to which you intend to retaliate? You know, like targeting Virginia parents and labeling them domestic terrorists because they're concerned about the racist education being imposed on their children? You know, American citizens have seen the deadly results of the Justice Department's work product. At Waco, Ruby Ridge, the FBI's own admission to contact and converse with mass murderers, embedding with BLM arsonists, the January 6th rioters, the dozen FBI agents that helped concoct the phony kidnapping of Michigan Governor Whitmer. Track record isn't really that terrific. Protecting the American people from violent crime, you say? That doesn't really appear to be one of your agents' bragging points. Most citizens have crystal clear memories of the Justice Department and FBI's sordid past from James Comey all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover. Love to hear your comments there, General. Sadly, the only thing louder than your threatening comments has been the silence of media watchdogs, which have the special protection of the First Amendment in return for the obligation to guard the gates of freedom against an intrusive and overreaching government, not the other way around. Unfortunately, everyone else is so concerned about the contents of boxes and so on to have overlooked these comments within the Attorney General's speech to be all that concerned about the future impact on what that may be. Anyway, those are the things I got out of it. Kind of looks as if the Chinese were right. We live in interesting times. Too bad that wasn't meant as a cheery thought. Hey, listen, I hope you did well on the pop quiz last time. Remember, it does count on the final more than you could possibly know. Thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure to visit the old website. That would be brianwilson.net. And that is I, conveniently enough, Brian Wilson, here along with Joe Ted, driving the bus and getting the donuts. Make sure to drop by next time when we'll have something completely different. All right, Joe, pull the plug.